Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back. I'm back in the saddle again. I was not here the last 2 days. Thank you to everyone who filled in. Dom, you host a couple shows there? All right, Dominic Jimenez on the mic, doing a great job, I'm sure. And we are back with a vengeance. I say that because we have a full slate of guests. When do we not? And I have become the film critic extraordinaire as well. I think I have 5 films today. Let's see. Well, actually, joining me after this quick break, Matthew Modine, Private Joker himself, he'll be on. Then we have 2 directors for a film called Space Cowboy. Then we, in the second hour, we have a director of another documentary. Then comedian Ben Glebe will be with us. Then we'll have a couple of directors of another movie. Can we talk about the Warriors? Warrior. I was watching that game last night and didn't start off well. They were down by like 9 and they missed their first 9 shots. They missed their first, I think, 10 three-point attempts. And I was like, you know, Portland stinks, so I don't know what's going on right now. And then, you know who came in? Buddy Hield, the Splash Buddy. And then everything turned around. And then the Warriors started doing something they haven't done in a while. Maybe not since Mark Jackson. They started playing defense, which was very weird. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, twitch.tv. There I am on TV. Actually, I better get it rolling here. it's not rolling yet. I was do the Woody Allen. also American Forces Radio Network, Worldwide Private Joker. That's right. Shut your ugly sewer. Come on back.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. The 27th United Nations Association Film Festival is going to present award-winning filmmaker, author, photographer, activist, environmentalist Matthew Modine with the annual Visionary Award. And Matthew has produced some impactful documentaries, two of which will bookend this year's film festival. He's also the founder of BFAD, Bicycle for a Day. But Matthew, I'm 59, and all I think of is Private Joker. Do you get tired of that sometimes? And you like, I made a lot of other movies, you know.
No, it's a great pleasure to be associated with that film and the entree that it's given me to service members in all branches of our armed services, you know, but especially the United States Marine Corps.
You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day. Anthony Michael Hall, he was Kubrick's original choice. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, what Kubrick wanted to do was cast a bunch of 18-year-olds in the film so that we could see what the reality of war was through the eyes of these young 18-year-olds. And Anthony Michael Hall, as I heard, he wanted it was his father, was his manager, and wanted $1 million for him to play the role, which was unheard of at the time, and Kubrick just refused to pay it, which is devastating to Anthony. I think that if Anthony Michael Hall could have had a say as to what he should be paid to do the movie, probably he might have done it for a scale, you know, with like the lowest salary that the union provides.
And just before that, I remember,
and just to be fair to Anthony Michael Hall, I think he would have been terrific. He would have been a really interesting choice. He's a funny, you know, interesting actor.
Yeah, and he was still in his 16 candles phase, so he would have been skinny with freckles. It might have been too hard to watch.
Yeah.
Just before that movie, I remember in college we all went to see Vision Quest with the great name Loudon Swain, and I think they played Lunatic Fringe about 8 times in that movie. But I remember everybody got the soundtrack. I mean, that was like a big album at the time.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. And, you know, there were so many great bands, and it and also the introduction of Madonna, because her performing in the film preceded her album Like a Virgin coming out. And, you know, in those days, Warner Brothers, if they had an act, they would a musical act, they'd want to put it in one of their Warner Brothers movies. And so Madonna was that girl that they brought in to sing in the club. And I think she just sang 2 songs, Crazy for You and I'm the Gambler. Mm-hmm. And and when the film was released outside of the U.S., Like a Virgin had broken, they changed the name of the movie to Crazy for You. And it was a tremendous, it helped boost the sales of the movie tremendously overseas.
You know, when you made Full Metal Jacket, you were already a veteran of several films, and so, of course, you would make so many more after that. When you think about Kubrick's style, because I've always been fascinated with him and how many takes and the wide shot pulling back and all the Kubrick-esque things that other people have adopted, at the time, were you thinking, wow, I'm in a Kubrick movie, or you think, oh, this guy's kind of different, and I know he's iconic because I saw Barry Lyndon, you know, what have you, 2001, or is this something like years later, like you still hear Stanley in your head?
I can't compare the experience of working with Kubrick with any of the other filmmakers that I've had the pleasure of working with, whether it's Christopher Nolan or Alan Parker or John Schlesinger. He just was, because it was 2 years of working on the film. And so, and it extended beyond working on set. It was like a 6-day week and 14-hour days. And then on Sundays, he'd want my wife and I to go over to his house and have a Indian curry. And so it was really a sort of 24-hour a day, 7 days a week journey down the road with Stanley Kubrick. And he was a great friend. He was a mentor. He was a father figure. He was also a pain in the ass. And but I'm you know, obviously honored and to have had the opportunity to work with him and spend that time with him. He is unquestionably one of the greatest filmmakers to ever get behind a motion picture camera.
No doubt. All right, let's talk about the 2 docs I mentioned. We started last week with Matthew Modine's Ripple Effect, and we're going to end on this Sunday at the Mitchell Park Community Center in Palo Alto with Sludge, a PFA's Uprising. If you could just give us a little thumbnail on those 2 films, please.
Sure. Ripple Effect, you remember when Al Gore's movie came out?
Inconvenient Truth.
Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah.
It kind of just scared the hell out of everybody because, you know, when somebody presents you with a problem and says, you know, it's sort of doomsday, what are you supposed to do? And I feel that it's probably my mother and father that if you're going to talk about a problem, why don't you talk about working on a solution? You know, so don't present a problem without trying to find a solution. Imagine the sports world, the coach doing that. Like, well, our team sucks. Mm-hmm. But, okay, the team is not playing well, but what are we going to do to try to fix it? And that's what the ripple effect is it presents, here's an environmental issue that we're facing, and there are many. You know, whether it's plastic in the ocean, the degradation of our water system, air that's unfit to breathe. There are many, many things. But so what Ripple Effect does is introduce the audience to people who have a solution and then presents a way for each of us as individuals, as citizens, to participate in being part of the solution. That's very important to me. You know, is like, don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing right, and tell me what I can do to help be a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. Sludge is about, there was this great idea that the city up in New Hampshire would take to fertilize farmers' fields with processed people poop. And so they said that they'd even spread it in the field. So they started spreading this processed people poop, and not knowing that there were PFAS, you know, which is microplastics in the sludge. That's what they call it, sludge. Mm-hmm. And then the cows started getting sick, the crops started getting sick, the dairy, the milk was contaminated, and it really destroyed the lives of all these farmers. And not to mention, it killed the animals and was making people that were consuming those products sick. So this is a, you know, I grew up, I was born in 1959 and was still crawling under my desk when I was in kindergarten doing those duck and cover drills, mm-hmm. you know, so there was always the fear of a nuclear threat. And, you know, subsequently we've lived through Chernobyl and Fukushima. And I think that a greater threat to humanity today is microplastics, PFAS, because they're hormone disruptors. They, you know, alter the way that they're, I don't know how to, what is that word that they use? It's a, you know, they mimic estrogen, and estrogen, it determines sex. So what you're starting to see with microplastics in the ocean as it works its way up the food chain is more and more fish becoming hermaphrodites. And that's from the consumption of these plastics that mimic, as I say, estrogen. And it's confusing the development of an animal. So that's going to work its way right up to human beings and probably begin to lower sperm counts and just create great confusion in the human body.
Unbelievable. I wish I had more time. I wanted to talk about you hosting SNL. That had to be top five of everything you've ever done, right?
That was pretty amazing. And it was a great time, you know, with that's Phil Hartman was still with us, mm-hmm. and Kevin Nealon, and it was yeah, definitely top five. Yeah.
All right, we'll get into that next time with Matthew Modine, the Visionary Award at the UNAFF. A couple of great docs in there. Matthew, so nice to have you on. Let's do it again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the other side right here on Byline.
Buzz it on that beat, ho. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. There is a very successful documentary making its way around international film festivals. It's called Space Cowboy, and it is made by Mara Strauch and Bryce Levitt, who both join us right now. Mara, help me with this. People get into cars and they drop kind of like at the end of Blues Brothers. What's going on?
Well, this is Joe Jennings, who is our main subject, who loves to throw objects out of airplanes and film them. He's an aerial cinematographer, and he, in our film, is on a mission to have a car fly perfectly.
And then what? Jump out? When? How high? I mean, how low can you get, Bryce, before it's too late?
They usually, when he's doing objects, they're dropping them anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 feet in the air and probably jumping out of them about halfway down from that. I'm not sure they're interested in testing the last second possibilities. They're more interested in the art of interacting with objects in the sky and the visuals that can come from them.
Was he inspired by that, or maybe he was before, when Musk put like the astronaut in the Tesla and then just floated it out into space? He probably would like to jump from there.
I think he thought that was pretty rad, but he's actually been doing it since the 90s. Mm. So, yeah, he is kind of the originator of that visual. So actually, I would imagine that whoever's on the marketing team for that stunt, which was amazing, probably borrowed from Joe, actually was inspired by Joe.
So Mara, the passion for the flying camera that Joe Jennings had, I mean, now we have GoPros and Steadicams and things. Was he kind of like maybe a little ahead of his time?
Absolutely. I mean, what people don't realize is when you see these early skydiving cinematographers, they were flying with 16 millimeter cameras on their heads and 35 millimeter cameras. And, you know, this is a very physical, very, very different activity than when you have GoPros. So Joe's been around a while doing this art form, which is, you know, very specific.
I would imagine, Bryce, that there are all sorts of laws, maybe not written directly for this, but about throwing a missile out of a moving aircraft. Do you have to go to like international waters for this stuff?
Kind of, actually. It's funny because Mar and I have like this running joke where people are asking us, do you feel any responsibility that civilians might try to recreate this and it's dangerous and stuff? And we kind of laugh because you have to be on a very, very exclusive VIP list with some exclusive resources to be able to do what Joe does. So we were actually out in the deserts of Arizona, where Skydive Arizona and Sean Hill, they were very, very kind to us. They own an area that they nicknamed Area 51, which is like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of pure desert and uninhabited desert. And so it is, you know, they lease it, that land. And it's a very calculated, very safe thing that they're doing. But it's probably one of the few places in the world where it is 100% safe to do that. And you have to be a very skilled skydiver for the skydiving drop zone to give you said permission.
For sure. So, Mara, it's one thing to show the clip, and most of the time you think, okay, well, there's a 3-minute clip on YouTube. That's nice. To make a feature as compelling as you have successfully done, how did you, obviously you need a protagonist that is compelling in himself, but what were some of the things that you wanted to concentrate on in this film?
Well, Bryce met Joe Jennings, and I think, you know, I was really interested in the skydiving stuff, and it's really visually stunning. But, you know, one of the things that Bryce and I really wanted to do from the beginning was to examine, you know, mental health issues and family dynamics and things that were not just kind of extreme sports stuff that's, you know, visually stunning, but not as deep as we actually wanted to go in this film. So, you know, this is a film about skydiving, but I would say it's about grief and a lot of other human topics that anybody can relate to.
And what were there any moments of peril? I mean, obviously this is, you know, a very scary stuff, like, oh, I got my, you know, auxiliary chute stuck under the steering wheel, anything like that, Bryce?
Well, something that when you're around Joe and his team, and it's no different than the other professional, you know, lifetime skydivers, is they're extremely, extremely calculated in what they're doing. There's a great part of the film is it peels back the layers that they're not just showing up and hopping up in the plane and going for it. There's days, weeks, months, sometimes of preparation to iron out all the details and make it obviously as safe and fluid as possible. So there are, of course, going to always be dangers when you jump out of a plane, but you quickly see when you're around Joe and his crew that they are not thrill seekers. They're professionals and artists, which is a cool thing to see in the film.
And then Mara, is it going to get to the point, you think, where car companies are like, hey, please drop one of my Ford Focuses so we can brag about it?
Well, Joe has done a lot of commercials as well. So if you go to his website, there's some amazing commercials that he's done with vehicles. I think, you know, what he really wanted to do with this vehicle in the documentary was have it fly perfectly wheels to earth. And, you know, you have to see the film to see whether he was able to do that. But I think, you know, he's pushing the limits to make these stunts even more gorgeous and, you know, kind of mind-blowing in terms of what's possible.
So, Bryce, what did you almost call this film? Because I'm sure people hear it and they think it's some guy with a cowboy hat fighting aliens, right?
Yes, that's actually it's a constant discussion with people, and it was always a constant discussion with us. The funny but true truth to it all is that I was developing this film and didn't want to call it like Untitled Skydiving Project as a working title. So I just threw that name on there because I thought it kind of sounded cool. Mm-hmm. And it ended up just sticking, you know? And I think it's obviously not scientifically accurate, but there's in a stretch it could connect. And it was just kind of a cool way to brand the film as something interesting and something that was going to get you ready for a wild ride that you're about to be on when you watch it.
Last question for you, Mara, and that is, what is your, outside of, you know, the dropping of the car, what is your favorite part of the film? Maybe it even surprised you, like, oh, that's really nice.
Oh, boy, there's so many, you know, really surprising parts of the film. And I think, you know, for me, it was this male friendship between Joe and Rob and this whole world, you know, that they had with the X Games and sky surfing, which is this activity that I knew nothing about before making this film. It's visually stunning. You know, it's very difficult to do. And, you know, you really get to know this guy, Rob Harris, and his friendship with Joe Jennings, which is really touching and, you know, something you don't see often on the screen.
As I said, it has really done well at film festivals, the Hamptons International, the Heartland International, the Newport Beach, the Hot Springs, Doc Films. It's doing very, very well, coming to your eyeball soon. It is called Space Cowboy, and we have been speaking with the directors Mara Strauch and Bryce Levitt. Congratulations, you two. This sounds really fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
All right. Yeah. And the Blues Brothers reference, if you don't remember, the Illinois Nazis. And they were in like the, I think it was like an orange Pinto station wagon, basically the car, my family car in the 70s with a stick. And then they're dropping. And every time they show it, it keeps getting high. And then it gets higher than the actual Sears Tower in Chicago. Come on back on the other side. We got some open lines.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside my trunk? My hump, my lovely lady hump.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means. It's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
All right, and we have some open lines, so don't be shy at 1-800-878-PLAY. I think if everybody shows up, I just have one more open segment that'll be at 10:40 Pacific time. So I think about two-thirds now of the NBA has played their first game. And I was just looking around. I mean, the Pistons had the dubious distinction of being the only team in the NBA last year to rank 24th in, or lower in both 3 points and 3 points attempts, as they just didn't have anybody that could shoot. And you think about good young players like Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. Well, now, would you mistake Detroit for a good shooting team? Because last night they went 9-for-33 from three. And when you think about Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr., Malik Beasley, all of them together combined for 45 points. But, even with those additions, it looks like another long year. But I want to talk about the Warriors, because it did not look pretty after a couple minutes, but it's a couple minutes, and it's opening night. And normally NBA players don't play defense in the regular season. But the Splash Buddy, now that Klay Thompson is gone, it's been a good decade of basketball. Hield has more threes than anybody since he's been in the league. He's a career 40% shooter. And yet somebody I saw online, it said the arc of Buddy Hield. First 10 games with his new team, crushes. Then everybody asks, why did the old team get rid of him? Rest of the season, shoots you out of every game with dumb shots. Then Buddy Hield traded. That's the cycle. Well, we're in the first 10. We got 9 more to go at this point. But so far, so good on that. And, you know, you look around about some other headlines. I mean, LaMelo Ball, he has, not played a lot of games the last few years. He's had ankle injuries. It was good to see him healthy again. Ben Simmons, I mean, coming out in the draft, you would say, if you could have anybody, who would you want? You would probably say Ben Simmons, but for years the coaches have said you have to play center, and he said, okay, I'll play center if I can be Nowitzki and spend half the time outside the arc shooting threes. And they're like, no. Well, Jordy Fernandez, if you don't know the name, he's the new coach of the Nets, and he started Simmons with four perimeter players around him: Cameron Thomas, Dennis Schroeder, not Schroeder, Schroeder, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Cameron Johnson, a couple of Camerons. And then they brought out Simmons, their $97 million center. And the results were somewhat promising. Maybe Simmons, 6 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. Maybe this is where he's going to revive his career. But just getting back to the Warriors, as I said, you know, everything was very nice outside of the beginning. The opening lineup wasn't really doing anything. And so I think maybe for the first time since they adopted this slogan, strength in numbers might actually work. They just, the NBA would throw these logos around and these sayings and mottos, not logos, mottos just around to every team. And it was strength in numbers for the Warriors, which is probably the one team in the NBA that was least true of. They relied on the Splash Brothers and Draymond. And then off the bench, what'd they go? Maybe eight deep altogether, because you'd have Livingston, and if Iguodala wasn't starting, you know, he would come off the bench, maybe a little Barbosa. They were the antithesis of strength in numbers, which I pointed out at the time, and I have over and over. But, you know, playing 12 guys in the first half and then in the very end, two more, Lindy's and Gies of the world coming in, and then 14 guys. And Steve Kerr said, I'm surprised I played 12 guys in the first half. He goes, I this is what we're going to do this year. And hey, whatever works. Now look, Portland is, I think they, Vegas says they'll win 21 games. So they're not world beaters by any stretch. They do have a couple of exciting players, as basically every team does. But the one thing that could hold the Warriors back happened in the second quarter, and Draymond just wouldn't shut up, and he got teed up. What a great way to begin the year. On pace for 82 technicals. Well, I shouldn't say that. He could get two per game. On pace for 164 technicals. Well, he would be suspended then. Whatever. Normally you'd say not a big deal, but you always hope, even though it's stupid, because if you bang your head against a brick wall and you're like, why does this hurt? And then you keep doing it. To think that Draymond, despite what he says on his podcast or to anyone else, to think that he's not going to play the way that he's always played would be dumb, because that's just what he's going to do. He's going to moan and moan and moan, walk away. The ref's warning him, go away, blah, 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 blah. All right, you're teed up. All right, they won, so big deal so far, knock on wood. We'll see what happens tomorrow against Utah. The Clippers' new home was built. Remember how much they, Donald Sterling, he goes, you want my Clippers? $2 billion they made him sell. And Steve Ballmer said, okay. And I'll throw this in just because, you know, I actually have talked to people that have dealt with Steve Ballmer. They're not fans. Apparently this guy, I mean, maybe that's why he's successful. He is apparently just a giant horse's ass. But as I said, maybe that's how he got rich. But you always see him there, and he's got his dress shirt tucked in, and he's screaming and yelling. He's having the time of his life. Good for him. He's having a good old time. He didn't care where the team was. He just wanted to buy a team. Well, he spent the same amount of money now on the new arena. The Intuit. The Intuit Dome. 3 years in the making, $2 billion. They hosted their first game last night. They lost to the Suns in overtime. We know Kawhi is going to be out for a while. That's odd. But after spending 25 years sharing an arena with the Lakers, they're no longer trapped. Now, they used to play at the L.A. Coliseum. And yes, it was called the L.A. Coliseum Arena. And I remember doing a basketball game when I worked in TV when they were still in that old arena, which they had by themselves. And it was after the early L.A. earthquake, and I did a Warriors at Clippers, and someone sawed through the line, and the entire game was a still store with Steve Albert going, welcome. I had a QKT phone backup audio. Welcome to the special radio edition. The next day, the paper panned us. Pete Franklin said, whoever was in charge is an idiot. And I just took calls all night. What are you doing? And I'm like, how can I go down to L.A. and reattach all the wiring? But they had to yell at somebody. It's like when you go to an airline, the guy making minimum wage behind the counter, when he tells you he can't get you on that plane, you scream at him like it's his airline. But I digress. So he is the wealthiest owner in sports, Ballmer, $125 billion. So what's $2 billion to build an arena? There is something they call the Halo Board. Angels? No, Clippers. 360-degree, double-sized jumbotron the size of an acre. And they said if you unrolled it, it would be three times the size of the Hollywood sign. They have heated, interactive seats. Seats have warmers in the booty and the back. And every seat has a USB port so you can charge your phone. Every seat has four remote control buttons that allows fans to play interactive games on the Halo board. A color guessing game called The Mentalist. New on CBS, The Mentalist. There's something called The Wall. Features a student-style section, 51 rows, for diehard fans only, who aren't allowed to cheer for the other team.
We not cheer for you, team cheer for you.
$32 a game, and they're only available to those who purchased a pass before the season. So what does that mean if you go to a game and you start rooting for the Warriors on the road? Do they beat you up? Do they have the ability to kick you out? I guess they do. It's private property. I saw this film of there was some invocation before a city council meeting somewhere, and this guy started going, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They go, what are you doing? Well, you're praying, so I'm praying. And they threw him out. And the laws are okay with that. All food and drink stands have the same menu to minimize decision-making. And facial recognition is used throughout the arena to buy food and merchandise without having to pay. They'll just see your ugly face. Ballmer's favorite part, he said, quote, 1,160 toilets and urinals, three times the NBA average. We do not want people waiting in line. We want them to get back to their damn seats. His words, not mine. Listen, I don't think I've ever been in an NBA arena and thought, my butt is so cold right now. I would love it to be heated. You could also say that having the USB thing would encourage people to get on their phones. But, you know, you think about more toilets. That's good. If it's the same menu, I hope it's a good one, because you go anywhere in this, any stadia, this is where the, curly fries are, or this is where the Orlando Cepeda cha-cha bowl is. Well, everyone is going to have the same one. So the only thing is can your team win?
Don't mean a thing unless you get that ring.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Well, come on back. I'm Byron.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that hurts my feelings. All right. Let's go to the other side of the glass. And we have Dominic Jimenez with us. Dominic, I got a question which I think you will get. It's a little sports trivia question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. We know that the Yankees and Dodgers will be getting the World Series underway tomorrow. The Yankees have won 27 titles. The Dodgers have won 7. The Yankees, obviously, the most. The Dodgers, 7, is the 6th most. So tell me the 4 in between.
All right. The Giants.
Yes.
The A's.
Yes.
The Cardinals.
Yes. One more.
Is it the Red Sox?
It is.
Load up way before? Okay.
It is. Very good. Now, can you tell me, since you got that so easily, can you tell me how many those four have? Remember, in between 27 and 7.
The Giants have 8?
Yes.
It's the only one I'm certain of. I'll say the Cardinals have 10?
11.
11, okay. The Red Sox have 10?
9.
9, okay. And the A's, I'm sorry, I don't know it, 12?
9.
Oh.
Yes. And the A's were always second in the American League until this mini run by the – they won like 3 in the last however recent years. All right. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. There's Dominic with the sports trivia question. And listen, everybody hates the Yankees and the Dodgers. But, I mean, the star power, you can't deny it, right? You can't deny the star power with these teams, and someone said, oh, Ohtani might pitch. He will not pitch. He will not pitch. You can't simulate a Major League Baseball game, much less a World Series game. That's just not going to happen. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got another 2 hours. Come on back.